But first, some Detroit City Council officials have formally appealed the determination that their city is in a financial emergency. That designation is part of the ramp-up to a takeover by an emergency financial manager. City Council reps argued their case to Chief Deputy Treasurer Mary McDowell this morning. Here's Detroit City Council President Charles Pugh right after the hearing.
The emergency manager is not a foregone conclusion, and it's not the only option.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network, was at the hearing today. So, Rick, is there any sense that this appeal will change the governor's mind about appointing an emergency manager for Detroit?
I don't think that anyone really expects that this will change anything, in part because, you know, one of the big arguments that the State Treasury Department made is that a lot of the city's presentation was about what it could do going forward, that the state could come in and renegotiate a new consent agreement with sort of a mini emergency manager in it, a what's called a program manager with a lot more authority than even the one right now, in lieu of the drastic and dramatic action of naming an emergency manager to run the city. And what the Treasury is saying is that everything that the city has done has been too little too late, and the governor legally can't even look into the future as to what the city might promise to do.
So Detroit Mayor Dave Bing has decided he's not participating in this appeal. So I'm wondering, what is the message there? What's it reveal about the process?
There's a real division among Detroit's politicians, that some are saying that the city needs to fight emergency management to its last breath to demand things from the state that the state has not been forthcoming with yet. And other people are saying, you know what, it's the die is cast. We know that the governor is going to name an emergency manager, and now is the time, whether we like it or not, to work on cooperation rather than on confrontation in terms of what's going to happen next with the city of Detroit.
So what are the specific arguments that the state is coming up with that an emergency financial manager is needed?
The big ones are that the city has failed to meet many of the terms in the consent agreement that the state and the city inked last spring, that just lots of benchmarks have gone by and they've been unfulfilled, that the city's financial picture just grows increasingly worse over time, you know, without these things happening, and maybe even with them happening, and that only an emergency manager would have the authority to go in and fix them. And then finally, just sort of in the broader sense, is the city can, you know, make whatever promises and assurances regarding what might happen as things move ahead. But this process is really backward-looking. Has the city done what it said it's going to do? It's not forward-looking. Can the city do something more to avert this?
Or will it? So we've been seeing some small protests in Detroit about the idea of an emergency financial manager coming in. I'm wondering about this hearing. Were the protesters there? What was the atmosphere like? Where was the hearing held?
Well, it was held in the State Treasury building. It's part of the complex of buildings that surround the state capitol in downtown Lansing. And there were a handful of protesters on hand. There was actually signs posted in the front of the Treasury building warning them that their signs were not allowed inside. But really, nothing big, nothing terribly dramatic, you know, not a lot of people chanting like, I was here years and years and years ago when the Detroit School District was first taken over when John Engler was the governor. And, you know, the halls of the Capitol were filled with protesters during that process. So this was just a lot quieter and really almost an atmosphere of acceptance. The room, the actual hearing room, is very, you know, sterile, metal walls, small. It was hard to fit in everyone who wanted to be there. And so, you know, really very unassuming overall.
So we've got the designation. There's a declared emergency. We've had this appeal.
And the city never argued that there was not an emergency. I should point that out. They agree there's an emergency. It's just how to tackle it, whether the city has been a cooperative partner, and what might be done going forward. Those were the, you know, those were the areas of disagreement.
So what's the next step in this process? Is it the governor coming in with a name?
The governor will let it be known what he's decided to do, and the expectation is still that he will name an emergency manager. There is nothing stopping the city or the city council from challenging that in court if they decide to do that. As a matter of fact, it's widely expected. It was one of the arguments that the representatives of the city council made, that if you go ahead with the consent agreement or a renegotiated consent agreement, that's been litigated. The capacity of the state to impose this on the city, that's been litigated. The new emergency manager, under the new emergency manager law and the state's authority to put that person in place, that has not been litigated. And if this does go to court, that could slow this down.
So it was reported this morning that Governor Snyder might have someone in mind for this emergency manager for Detroit, a guy named Kevin Orr. Who is he? What do we know about him? And have we had any confirmation from the governor's office?
I have not been able to independently confirm that it's Kevin Orr. We know that he's an attorney with a very respected Washington, D.C. law firm that worked on the Chrysler bailout. And so he's a graduate, a double graduate of the University of Michigan. So he has ties to the state. And he does seem to, on paper at least, meet the criteria that the governor said he had for whomever he might name as an emergency manager, which is large organization turnaround skills. That would be Chrysler plus some other projects that apparently Mr. Orr has worked on. That he's a communicator, that and he is apparently a frequent lecturer. He testifies before Congress, and so that would seem to fit the model of being of having some communication skills, and in this case, to sell it to the city. And also just some financial expertise, and that does seem to be what Mr. Orr does.
We keep hearing from the governor's office, we're going to hear something soon. What does soon mean? How soon is now?
We are expecting the announcement within days that, you know, now that, that this last technical part of the process of the emergency management process, the state takeover process is complete, that, you know, the governor will, you know, make sure to, you know, if not do his due diligence, at least, you know, let it be known that he's done his due diligence, make it appear that he's done his due diligence, and then name you know, the emergency manager, that there's nothing to be gained from waiting on this decision. He did say that the hearing officer did say that the state will continue to take comments on this until 5 o'clock today.
So assuming the governor does go ahead and appoint this emergency financial manager, suddenly Detroit is Rick Snyder's problem, and it's a big problem, and Rick Snyder has a reelection campaign coming up. I wonder how people will view that if something doesn't happen quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. There may be an emergency manager running the city of Detroit with the responsibility of solving those problems, but those problems, they are now owned by Rick Snyder once he does pull the trigger on a state takeover. It is going to be the success or failure of a state takeover of the city of Detroit will be one of the key things that he's judged on when he seeks re-election next year, you know, right up with, you know, well, the state's unemployment rate, to name one.
Well, this is something that is not going to be fixed in a few weeks, a few months, and not even in a few years. This is going to be a...
Well, the expectation is that the job of the turnaround person, the emergency manager, is going to take 18 months. And then, you know, there's everything that goes out beyond that.
I guess the question I'm having is this going to be, if we don't see some kind of quick, dramatic action that is positive for Detroit, is this going to affect Rick Snyder's chances at reelection?
Yes, absolutely. That you know, a year from now, that the governor is going to have to show some discernible process or some. The governor is going to have to be able to show some discernible progress, some measurable progress, if he's going to make the case that a state takeover of Detroit was the right thing to do.
Okay. Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks very much, Rick.
My pleasure, Lester.